Hey, I'm Brett Podolsky, co-founder of The Farmer's Dog. We make fresh food for dogs. We started the company when we saw what a huge difference it made in my own dog, Jada, when she stopped eating ultra-processed kibble and started eating fresh, whole food. The Farmer's Dog food isn't fancy. It's just real food delivered to your door in pre-portioned packs. It's better for them and easier for you.
Get 50% off your first box at thefarmersdog.com/podcast. That's thefarmersdog.com/podcast.
Oh, hello, hello, everyone. Welcome to episode 131 of A Wild Podcast Has Appeared, the official Pokemon podcast of comicbook.com. I am one of your hosts, Jim Biscardi, and I am joined by Christian Hoffer. You're getting a Christian Jim twofer for the last time. Megan comes back from her much-needed time away next week. We're excited to have her back. We have missed her so incredibly much. Mm-hmm. She's the one who basically keeps us on track.
She brings balance to the force.
She does bring balance. If you're new to the show, congratulations. This is a very fun, oftentimes gut-busting, sometimes horrifying Pokemon podcast where we go through the news, we go through some deeper dive on things, and then at the very end we give you a little gift. We give you a Pokemon fact each week to help make you a better, smarter Pokemon fan.
It's like Christmas every Monday.
Every Monday. You just gotta wait the 40-ish minutes that we do this show, and at the very, very end you get the fun. It is by far and away everyone's favorite segment of the show. So the other segments that people enjoy are just when Jim and Christian yell at each other. But usually when we are by ourselves, we tend to get along a lot. So I don't know. So it's a thing. It's really weird. I think it's part of the thing where, like, when we know Megan is around, there's the third person to weigh in on something.
Yeah. Yeah. We have a tiebreaker. There's right. We can have a definitive winner and loser. You know, when it's just the two of us, there's really no point because we no one can claim victory from it. It just ends in a stalemate, exactly. No matter what.
yep. We also do this show live on Twitch every Monday, noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific. We just had a time change. I don't know what time it is across the pond anymore. It's 5, 6, maybe 7. I don't know. Someone will tell us because we do have fans over there. And we always always appreciate that, though. But it looks like we got someone in the chat. Pack for real, though. Hello from Germany. Finally able to make it to a live episode. Love to hear it. And the Geodude love there is real. So thank you, Pac, for real.
He literally said, is not that bad. I love that's your definition of Geodude love. Is, you know, Geodude is a thoroughly mediocre, not actively awful.
Stop. All right. Okay. Cut it out. It's 6:06 in Germany.
Yeah.
So must be like 5 o'clock or so in that UK area, I guess. Who the hell knows? Hey, someone from Australia. It's got to be way late over there.
Yeah, that's got to be. Well, this is like midnight
with a global audience that we have come to love over the many, many weeks, 130 plus weeks of doing this.
Did you know, Jim?
Geodude is legally
a Pokemon. Jim, did you know we're the ninth most popular podcast in the Bahamas?
Hey, all right.
It's like I saw that on our there's a something? Yeah, there's a chart list that we occasionally get updates on, and I was cracking up when it's like number 9 in the Bahamas. It's like, yeah, hey. Progress.
Gotta love it. That's it. All Mac live episode from the Bahamas 2022. Here we go. All right. That's enough. That's enough BSing for the morning. Cause she's like, look at that.
It's our 10 minutes in this podcast.
We're 5 minutes in and we're already.
We haven't said a damn thing about Pokemon.
Yeah. Okay. So we have a good show for you today. I promise. Covering a number of different topics like we normally do. The trading card game news, Pokemon Go news, and a bit of other stuff in between. So we'll start with Pokemon Brilliant Diamond and Shining Pearl are out in the wild.
They are. Somebody has gotten their hands on the game.
No.
It is making its way.
I think I saw Centro tweeting about some of the stuff, and people kept like. were deleting their accounts because they didn't want to get sued by Nintendo or the Pokemon Company.
Yeah, so we're not going to talk about what is revealed.
But there's stuff out there.
But there is stuff out there. So
are there big surprises out there, or is it mainly just...
Well, I don't know what we can and cannot say about the
leaks. Oh, that's fair, because you've seen the game, so we are kind of R&D it. Anyway, they're out there. If you go looking, you'll find them.
Yeah, exactly. It's one of those things.
We'll talk more about it when the game comes out, we promise.
In two-ish weeks, hopefully. I mean, it's kind of like this happened with Sword and Shield as well. It's more of just like a heads up for our listeners. Like, if you go looking, you're going to find it. And if you are concerned about spoilers of a remake of a game that came out 15 years ago, stay off the internet. I mean, I hate to be
Look, you want the spoilers? Just go play Diamond and Pearl. Okay, that's it. There are your spoilers.
It's like there is literally nothing. Like, what cracks me up is there's a couple of Pokemon leakers out there. Which may or may not have some access to some accurate, information. They tend to be so vague, it's impossible to tell, whether or not they're legit or not. And, it cracks me up because they're trying to tease stuff for Brilliant Diamond and Shining Pearl. And there's really not that much to tease. It's
seriously.
It's like, man, you guys are really blowing some smoke. But anyways, they exist. It's out there. It looks like some people are playing through the game as we speak. So it's happening, people.
Yep.
I don't know. I got nothing.
In other just as exciting news, there's Pokemon emojis on Twitter.
Yes. Yes, there are.
Go ahead. You go.
It's like Pokemon. The names of the games is they're called hash flags. I think we finally settled. Is that I didn't realize that they were called hash flags until I literally wrote up the story last week. I'm like, did they settle on that recently, or has that always been a thing?
I think that's what they've always been called, because they're Twitter only, and they're tied to hashtag, the end of hashtags. So they're flags in the sense that it's a flag hanging off the end of the hashtag, which is how I've always understood it. And I could be totally wrong in that, but I mean, whatever.
Yeah. So it's Palkia and Dialga. So it's, Shining Pearl, Brilliant Diamond will, hashtags, or you can chuck on a Pokemon on top of them, or, there's a few Japanese ones too, but it's just little tiny Dialga and Palkia, which, quite frankly aren't and it's they're full body shots too. That's the really weird part about it. So you can barely tell so I guess here's my first rant of the day. They absolutely could have done this. We have little emojis from the Pokemon Pick 3 game that came out, Pokemon Shuffle. So they exist.
I would imagine there are probably some restrictions that they have and when they submit them to Twitter or whatever, and so they have to make new ones. But yeah, I agree. I mean, yes, they have them, so whatever.
Yeah, they're not super great. We should probably get one more Pokemon Brilliant Diamond and Shining Pearl trailer. We got the TV commercials are officially hitting. So if you watch a channel that is that markets itself primarily to kids, you'll get
a trailer.
Yeah, you'll see a trailer, and it really cracks me up. It's like, man, I feel like the Pokemon Company is kind of struggling to market this game.
We've talked about this, right? It's attracting a certain audience, and you've just got to only X amount of people I feel are going to be excited for this, because it's not a new mainline game. It's a game, yes, it looks a little bit different, whatever. I think there is a ceiling to the amount of excitement we can get to this. And I don't think that's any fault. I don't think it's any fault of the game or the Pokemon Company or whatever, but it just is what it is.
Yeah, no, it's no. And I obviously,
COVID, we have Legends coming out, so who cares?
Yeah, COVID threw everything off. This game was supposed to be probably a late summer release. you know, with, you know, Pokemon Legends was going to be our big, you know, holiday game. You know, that's the one. And so now they're in this like weird situation where they have to market this game as like a big deal. And it's getting the full marketing blitz where there's, you know, there is some new stuff in the game. But at the same time, it's like when you have like a you know, commercial that's made for children that is promoting the lush scenery of the Sinnoh region, you're like, oh man, you guys are struggling. Like, you know, your marketing person's just like, you're not giving me anything to work with. It's like, and also like I say this, you know, I like that everyone likes Gen 4 games, but I feel like everyone likes, you know, Heart Gold and Soul Silver, you know, and Platinum, I guess, to a lesser extent. But, you know, like, I just feel like these games are, you know, like the Sinnoh region has some issues, and we're yeah. seeing those issues. It doesn't have like the best hook, you know. Yeah. It doesn't have like a, you know, we're 50% water like the Hoenn region did, or you know, yeah. or yeah, like, you know, like we have legendary Pokemon that are reincarnated dead Pokemon, like the Johto region, or like, hey, everybody played this game when you were 10 and now you're 40 and you're going to play this game again. You know, so I don't know. Like I, like I said, I'm looking forward to it. I'm sure I will have fun playing with it, but I just feel like, yeah.
Well, all right, let's talk about the anime news, which, you know, normally we try and reserve for anytime Megan is on, because she's the one who gives it the best justice. But we do have some good stuff to cover this week. Christian, would you hit us with that?
Yeah, so there's a couple of things. Like, you know, we haven't talked about the anime, you know, in deference for Megan. But, you know, over in Japan, like, you know, they are building up some pretty cool pretty cool storylines. Like Lucario, they recently got Lucarioite, which is the Mega Evolution Crystal needed to Mega Evolve Lucario, and looks like we're actually going to get Dynamax versus Mega Evolution, which is pretty cool, you know. Not something that we were expecting to see. So we have that, yeah. And we've got so that's coming up, and they're going to do a tie-in with Brilliant Diamond and Shining Pearl. And, you know, I think the anime also ran into that problem of like, how do we promote a game that came out 15 years ago and we literally did like 3 seasons of it? And the answer is, we're going to a mirror universe. That's right.
Boom.
We're getting Blue Hat Ash in a wild reversal. Like, so, you know, I mean, it's time, space, distortion world, you know, shenanigans. Like, you know, I'm a little disappointed that we're not seeing everybody with evil mustaches.
Goatees.
I want to see like evil Ash. Like,
I want to see like blonde Brock, right? Like just really go nuts with it.
You know, Dawn's coming back, which, you know, once again, not exactly a surprise. So that'll be out in December in Japan. Who knows when we'll get it on Netflix? I mean, we're getting probably, new, you know, stuff
sometime next year.
Yeah, you know. So it is kind of interesting, though. They're doing a main series arc. Like, if you remember, for Omega Ruby and Alpha Sapphire, you know, they kind of promoted that with like Mega Evolution Specials, which was like mm-hmm. a 4-part series that kind of eventually tied in to the anime. Like the main character for that ended up being the guy who, like, you know, beat Ash in the finals of the Kalos League, and one of the biggest BS endings I've ever freaking dealt with, because it was a load of I'm still like heated about that, because it was dumb. It was really freaking dumb. Yeah, Elaine was his name, but, you know, basically it was just him going and like I'm going to beat up every Mega Evolution Pokemon known to man with my Super Charizard, because, you know, Charizard is the superior Charizard. Blah, 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 blah. Stupid freaking show.
Well, look, Almec in the chat is also still just as salty. So you're not alone in your frustration, Christian, okay?
Because it was up to that point, X and Y was the strongest anime in like, you know, like of the anime series, or I don't know, like eras or whatever you want to call them. Like X and Y up to that point was like the strongest one. like, you know, like just great storytelling through and through, like very clearly defined character arcs, you know, great stuff. And it was like, you know, and it was like a return to like, oh, Ash is a competent trainer. And then, you know, that freaking ending was like, Ash has a super Pokemon that it like, you know, syncs up, you know, like, you know, with, and like, you know, like literally Ash's spirit, you know, causes, you know, Greninja to Mega Evolve, but bah, Charizard.
Makes me You'll mad. Be nice to Charizard.
I don't dislike Charizard. I'm not a Charizard hater by any stretch of the imagination. I just don't like that Charizard, and I also don't like the War Criminal Charizard that Leon has.
That's fair. That's fair. Like,
what can I say? Just how am I supposed to pronounce Elaine? A-L-A-A-I-N? Like,
I would have done it.
I was about to say, like, that anime came out like 8 years ago. I don't have time to rewatch this thing. Like, you know, I guess it was only like 6 years ago, because I'm fairly certain my child was born when I was watching it. So anyways, you know, whatever.
You still playing Unite?
I have not played Unite recently, but there is a new season that just came out. Yep. So and it seems to be, this is another thing where I'm kind of interested, like they did a bunch of new costumes and they kind of looked like the Wally themed, you know. Am I the only one who got that impression? Because they have like temples
and they didn't make a big deal about it at all anyway. Like, I noticed, because like that's the thing I was going to ask too, was I want to see who in the chat is playing, but who, like, on what platform are people playing on? Because I have been playing a lot on my phone. And I just, like I said, I noticed the new Hollowares, and I was like, oh, this is pretty cool. I mean, at least I can't tell, but who knows?
Yeah, like I haven't had time, you know. To be honest, like I haven't had a ton of time to play it lately. Yeah. I tried playing Unite on mobile, and I just can't do it. So it's got to be a Switch game, and you know, kind of like. The only problem, while I like the fact that, you know, as long as my kids are asleep, I can play it. But the problem is like, you know, if one of my kids are awake, like I can't really like do the 15 minutes of uninterrupted time. That's really what the problem is with, you know. Yeah.
So that's it for me. Mostly most of my playtime comes in when I'm like taking Nora, you know, taking my kid to, a thing that she like an after school thing. And so it's either drive home or sit in the parking lot for 40 minutes. I'm like, I'll sit in the parking lot for 40 minutes, get some work done and play some Pokemon Unite. So that's when mostly my prime Unite playing comes. That time used to be eaten up a lot by Pokemon Go, and it seems to have switched a little bit for me. But now I'm at a point now where I pretty much go back and forth a little bit. So anyway, I'm still enjoying it. I know I have to put out my trainer code. It's one of those things that like I always mean to, and then I can never find it, and then it's like a weird long thing and I never want to type it out. It's really just an excuse, and so I'm fully aware of that. I will get it out today, I promise. Cool.
All right, until you see it.
That's right. When we get back, we've got some Pokemon Go news to talk about and some trading card game news. And I've got packs of Fusion Strike to open. I haven't seen anyone else really do anything with them, so I'm just going to open one and hope I don't get in trouble. And then we'll maybe open more next week when it comes out. And we'll see what we get. So we'll be back in 60 seconds. Stay tuned.
Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
Let's open one of these babies up.
Okay. So this is the Fusion Strikes, right?
Fusion Strike. Got a nice big Gigantamax Gengar on it. Oh, this is new.
No.
Code Cards now promoting Pokemon Trading Card Game Live,
which we'll talk about here.
Which we're going to talk about in just a second. Yeah, basically saying like, hey, play today. Well, let's just jump into that part first while I shuffle these. You won't be, by the time these come out, which is supposed to be this week, which was supposed to be the launch for Pokemon Trading Card Game Live, is not.
Yes, no, it is not coming out. When they announced that they are delaying Pokemon Trading Card Game Live, which is basically like a revamped version of Pokemon Trading Card Game Online, only with mobile functionality. So you'll be able to, there'll be an app that you'll be able to play this online.
Much needed mobile capability.
They're also adding a bunch of new features to the game. Excuse me. Different styles of play. So they'll be doing ranked, standard, historic. Basically, the different kinds of variations on TCG play that people have been begging for Pokemon Trading Card Game Online for who knows how long, but they're delaying it until 2022. They didn't specify why. It's likely, if I had to take a guess, probably COVID related. Probably development on it's just a little bit slower than they would have hoped. So it's still coming soon. I am like, I'll be 100% honest, with this game, with this new app. I was looking today at, TCG players, like rankings. So every month TCG player like releases a list of their best selling products. And it's kind of like a good, TCG player isn't the only, card seller out there. And so, you can't really take it as like gospel, but it's very
definitely one of the biggest.
Yeah. And it's a really good indicator on like what sells and what doesn't sell.
Fair market value and all that. Yeah.
Yeah. The really wild thing about this up to this, so the last few months, Pokemon has just dominated like in terms of product, and Magic has barely appeared on there. And like, we know that Magic is doing fan freaking tastic because like Hasbro is like literally bragging about how much money it's making them. And like, they're legally obligated to tell us because they're a publicly traded company. But it doesn't, at least some of it seems to be digital products. Like it's not selling, like physical Magic products are not selling. They don't seem to be as hot as they once were. Now it could just be because people are buying them from, normal retailers, they could be buying them from Target, but Pokemon is really dominating those online sales. And so people are kind of wondering if that has something to do with Magic Arena, which is the, app version of Magic the Gathering. And when Pokemon comes out, is that going to impact, that the sales of the card? Like, will there be a contingent of people who will only play Pokemon live, Pokemon TCG live, and only buy card like digital cards and not bother with physical cards? And it's really curious. I don't think so. Magic's not as popular with kids. Like, I went to a Halloween party last weekend, and it was with the neighbor kids and stuff like that. And so one of the kids, had a friend come over, and she literally had like a stack of like 100 Pokemon cards in her pocket. Like, oh, she brought, and like, spontaneous trading was breaking up. And then I had to get called in to be an arbiter to make sure trades were fair. And so, of course, that's how I spent my last weekend, was literally holding a beer in one of my neighbor's backyards, watching 9-year-olds trade Pokemon cards because their parents requested me to keep an eye on them and make sure that they were making fair trades and no one was screwing each other. So I was like, this is what my life amounts to. Right. I'm just curious. Anyway,
so I opened three packs. And so the thing that I don't know yet is, generally you could guess that you were going to get something good based off the back of the code card. And so if you had a white code card, you knew, you're at least getting something better than normal. And if you had a green one, you're probably getting garbage, right? I don't know if that's the case yet. I opened three packs just to do a test. I got three mostly white cards. Let's see what we got.
I've got the best-selling list. It's still pretty early, so...
It's still pretty early. And you got to remember, there are a ton of cards here. There's a ton of cards in this set.
Looks like the two big ones that people want are the alternate art Gengar VMAX and the alternate art Espeon VMAX. Also, Celebi V and Mew V are the other ones.
Jeez, a lot of trainer cards. I gotta get this focused. There we go. Gligar, Tynamo,
Zoroark.
Zoroark,
yeah, excuse me. Yep.
Shellder.
That's a cool looking Shellder.
Is it a Caterpie? Oh, Caterpie. Yeah.
Look at him. Look at the little guy. Oh, he's such a happy little drill bear.
Yeah, that's the happiest drill bear I've ever seen. Reverse Holo.
Marshtomp.
Marshtomp. And.
Womp, womp, womp.
I can't see. It's too blurry. Oh, an Oricorio. Okay. So, nothing. So
Bobby Verge asks, what's the release date on the set? It's Friday.
Yep. November 12th.
Okie doke. That's even too. Oh, there we go. Whew, that was a really slow focus for those of you watching on video. So that's Simisear, a Farewell Bell, Galarian. Yep. Indeedee, Growlithe, Phalanx.
I love Phalanx.
Angry Morpeko.
Smeargle. They don't
differentiate between Happy Morpeko. Oh, yep, Smeargle. Oh, hey, that's a. Oh, those are best. I've just never seen the Fusion Strike.
No.
That's
the new.
Yeah. Yep,
in the top part there.
Yep, so that's a reverse.
And a Latias.
Yep. Oh, that's a nice one. Yeah. I like the art on these. The art on the set, they have really been bringing the art for the last year. They really have.
I agree, Argalia. That Smeargle card is pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what that is. Oh, Crossiver.
Simi Sage. I think we've talked about this. I do not like the Pan / Semi Pokemon. Yep. Like, I think they're dumb.
That's a cute Meltan.
Yeah, Meltan's awesome.
Yeah. When did Meltan come out?
2018, because that was the Let's Go Legendary.
Staryu.
Or Mythical, excuse me. Meltan and Melmetal is Mythical Pokemon.
Mile... Marikita, Reverse Holo, Reverse Holo, Galarian, Darumaka, and
Electross, the carrion of electric Pokemon.
Well, three packs and nothing. So maybe the white code cards mean nothing, and the now green code cards mean. We got something good. We'll open more next week, and then we'll see what we get. Look, we got three nothings. That means my chances for getting better stuff just rose for next week. So,
what is that? Jim, breaking news. Breaking news, Jim.
Hey, I love breaking news.
They're making a new Charizard card.
Is this real breaking news?
It's breaking news in that, it's always breaking news when they're making a Charizard card. So, They just recently announced the next English, you know, next set for the US, which is Brilliant Stars, which will introduce the V-Star mechanic. And shocker upon shocker, we are getting a Charizard V-Star card in the first set. So, you know, I'm sure this thing will like sell for like $500. We're going to see like, you know, like YouTubers. You know, I don't know, like probably this, like
okay, kidnap but this,
their grandmother this, I think will, in order this will to be get, like a Charizard card.
This one will be a little interesting. Hold on, I gotta fix my map. Sorry about that. That's terrible. That's terrible radio. The interesting thing that I think is that we're gonna see here is the past few Charizards, while still holding value, have definitely come down in value. Yeah. They are much more affordable to get now than they were back then when they first came out. And so if, you know, for this new Charizard, if you feel like, oh my gosh, I want it and I need it, it's always hard to say. Some of these will stay high and some of these won't, but I think of the last four, all of them have come down in value.
I like that there. We can like legitimately talk about like how many Charizard cards have like come out. Like, you know, like it's a running bit at this point.
Well, three of them are the same card. Just in it's there's the one VMAX card, then there's the ultra rare VMAX card, and then there's the
shining variant of the VMAX.
Right, card. Exactly. Then there's the shiny variant, and so like that's three of the same card. So
the big question will be, will we get an alternate art Charizard V-Star card? Because if they release a Charizard card with that, because you know, here's the thing, like, no offense, controversial opinion in time.
They phone it in
the art for these Charizard cards because they know they're going to make a ton of money off of them.
It's also because like they use them in like other things, right? Like it's weird. Like they often use it in promo art and things like that, and then they just stick it on the card.
Yeah, it's we you know, like even like the Lance's Charizard V card, which is a promo card. It looks fine. It doesn't look great.
I mean, you can barely see Charizard on that card.
It's like like whatever. Like, you know, so if they actually release a Charizard card with like really good art. Yep. Like really good art, and like, you know, like the Charizard VMAX card that they released way back when, you know, that one looked okay. Yeah. You know, but even that was just like, here's Charizard VMAX. I mean, looked like Charizard VMAX. Charizard VMAX is just a cool looking design. But if they release like, you know, like look at this like Charizard V-Star, I don't know, like burning down the village or something like that.
Charizard burning down a village, because like what, not like Charizard like starting a campfire something. Charizard burning down a village.
This is feudal era Charizard. It was a different time,
you know,
different
like maybe place. Maybe, you know, maybe like, we get barbecue in Charizard, right? Like, you know,
yeah, like, it's like barbecuing like a marsh stomp or something like that. Like, I don't know. Like, I want to see a Charizard V-Star engaged in violence. Like, that's what I want. Like, you know, we've seen it in other ones. Like, you know, like just lean into it. He's already basically like, you know, like freaking like, you know, early Rock of the Pokemon franchise, you know, back when people were, you know, like chanting die Rocky die, you know, just lean into it. Like, give us what we want. Give us heel Charizard.
All right, let's talk about Shadow Lugia.
Okay, yeah. Well, speaking of bad news, the sucky news just keeps on coming, friends.
That's right. The Pokemon fact of the week will cheer everyone up.
No, it won't. Yeah. It won't at all. It's a terrible Poke fact of the week. It's another horrible and haunting Poke fact.
What I mean. People will enjoy the hauntingness of it, not like, because look, it could just be a boring one, and it's not. That's it's definitely true. Not a boring one this week.
It is not. I mean, I don't know what we would. Anyways, we're getting ahead of ourselves.
Shadow Lugia,
Pokemon Go. You know, since they Pokemon Go was like, hey guys, we know that you liked Pokemon XD Gale of Darkness. We know that you like Shadow Pokemon. We're going to give you Shadow Pokemon, and literally, like a million Pokemon Go fans or Pokemon fans kind of like, you know, leaned in and like, went Shadow Lugia. And, you know, Pokemon Go just, like, smiled and kind of gave, like, a knowing nod. Because Shadow Lugia is one of the coolest looking, you know, Pokemon designs there is, period. It is, you know, for those of you who have not played Pokemon XD, which was a game.
Well, hold on. Richard, pull up the promo art for this week. If you saw it, if you may have seen it during the break. But, Richard, we've got the art for it. We'll just pull it up for a second.
I mean, look at that. It's got alternate coloration. The spikes are longer. It looks like an angel of darkness come down either from heaven or up from hell to kill a bunch of Pokemon. Like
for those listening, basically all the white of Lugia is this like blackish navy color. Its eyes are red. The black parts that are normally on its eyes are white. Its belly is white, but they come out a bit more pointed and are a spike. It really looks like I would say is one of the cooler variations in the same league. And I'm not saying that just because they're very similar colors, but as like shiny Charizard. Right. Like that is a very cool variant for Charizard. This is a very cool variant for Lugia.
So
thank you.
So for years, literally years, people are like, you know, they've been holding out on Shadow Lugia. I mean, we finally got shiny Ho-Oh. And so we knew it was imminent. And today, literally today, they officially announced that Shadow Lugia was coming. And you know what we got? We got a normal freaking Lugia with red eyes and some crappy shadow animations, just like all the other shadow ones. We didn't get cool freaking Angel of Death Shadow Lugia. No, we got normal freaking Lugia with red eyes. Whoop-de-freaking-do.
I just don't understand. Like, it's not like they had to do, like, even if they just switched the colors and maybe didn't add, like, the extra angry that's on Shadow Lugia, like, it still would have been fine. I think people would have been happy. Change the colors.
And we know that Pokemon Go
is going to be part of an event.
Do things.
I know.
Because we got Armored Mewtwo. Armored Mewtwo doesn't appear in the games. They don't need to use creature things. I mean, Flower Crown Eevee's not in there, you know. Like it is such BS. Like, I'm sorry. Like I do not get annoyed by Pokemon Go very often. But this one just feels like
this is definitely one to get annoyed just, about.
It was such a layup. Such a layup. You know, you've lost all sorts of like fan. You know, like fan engagement, like people
would have lost their minds.
Oh yeah, it would have been, you know. And here's the thing: it's like, you know, like costumed Pokemon can't be transferred into Pokemon Home. Like it's fine. People it could be a misdirection. I wish it was a misdirection. I will gladly eat crow or Murkrow. Hint, the Poke Fact of the week. If this turns out to be the case, but it's not. There's no evidence of this. This is pure laziness. I can't even use words right. I'm so upset by this. And it's like, you know, it frustrates me because I want to see Pokemon Go succeed. You know, I mean, they're shutting down games left and right. You know, like
They just freed up a whole bunch of resources. They just killed Harry Potter.
Yeah, again.
That game 2 years ago, but that's
like they killed it when it came out, and they're like, "Yeah, you're going to collect Harry Potter." It's like, how do you collect Harry Potter? It's like, we don't know. Who cares? Go and spend money. People are like, "No, I'm
not." I hope at the very least, and this is a bit of a tangent with the canceled Harry Potter game, that like maybe they took learnings of something, right? Like just something that they'll be like, "Oh, like this will be something that we can roll into." Into one of the other games. Well, who the hell knows? But anyway, like I said, I think we're in a very slow, weird period for Pokemon Go. All the big events and things have died down. We're getting random stuff now, and it's just like, ugh. But it is what it is.
But
you bring up a great point, right? Like between Mega Evolutions and Armored Mewtwo and Costume Pokemon. Like, we know they could do it. This just feels very weird. The only thing I can think of is that they may be saving that for like an event or something that for like a paid event kind of thing. Right.
I mean,
like, I think
I
that's I would, probably
I would love for this to be wrong and that Niantic didn't just like, you know, cheap out once again, you know, and instead of doing something cool. And Andy, I will say that, you know, I'm sure that there is a balance and this is not the blame does not lie entirely on Niantic. You know, yeah. I'm sure they have to get approvals, you know, through the Pokemon company. And but, you know, they made Shadow Pokemon happen. You know, that's like the thing. It's like they already went like, you know, 99 yards. Just get it into the damn end zone. Oh, my God. I just.
Speaking of, I have a question for the room, and I think I know the answer, and I already hate the fact that this is going to be it. There's no way for me to get a Mr. Mime without trading now, is there?
It's the only
one I have left on my, like, Kanto Pokedex to get my freaking Mew. I just need to find. And like, I can only probably trade with like a super friend at this point, unless someone like is within like, you know, 30 feet of me.
I'll tell you what, Jim, if you still don't have that Mr. Mime by SummerSlam 2021 or 2022, which will be in Nashville.
Oh, good. I just have to wait 8 months. Okay.
You can fly me down, fly me down for the event. And, you know, as an extra incentive to all the quality work, you know, that I will do, I will also give you one of like the six Mr. Mimes.
I'm just going to ask Megan if she has one.
She probably does. Yeah, she's like, does. I think she.
I'll did. Give it back. I just need it to fill my to fill my Pokedex.
I'll give the Mr. Mime back.
I'll give it back.
Pika Trainer 99. Their birthday is tomorrow, and they have asked for Pokemon. Yeah, for a birthday shout out. So.
Pika Trainer, happy birthday. Thank you for watching live. We always appreciate it. And yes, Night Fighters and Almec, I realize I can't give it back. I just said that to make myself feel good. I'll give her something else. You know.
You don't have anything of value, though.
Oh, you stop it. I have plenty of things of value. I have Flower Crown Eevee. Okay?
My cat calls nonsense.
All right, let's do the Pokemon Fact of the Week.
So we are continuing our trek down the Johto Pokedex, and this week we are to Murkrow, a delightful dark type Pokemon that, you know, just looks like a crow wearing a witch's hat. What is the worst that could come out of Murkrow? You know, and in their Pokedex entry. Well, let me tell you something. Murkrow, you know, it looks like a delectable Pokemon. It looks like a crow wearing a hat. People chase it all the time, you know, probably wanting to eat it or trying to capture it. And you know what Murkrow does? It pretends like, oh no, you're going to capture me. And it leads people deep into the woods, you know, probably in a zigzag direction. So they lose their way. And then it leaves them there because it can fly. So it goes and it deliberately ensnares people, takes them to, like, you know, like desolate wastelands or forests or something like that, and then leaves them there to waste away and die a painful death of starvation and dehydration.
Night Fighters, dark type for a reason. Sure.
You know, like, that, you know, Murkrow is very much a, you know, I can't use the proper term, but mess around and find out.
I've been watching a lot of Hannibal recently. I've been binging that because I missed out on it the first time around. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of, like, you know, dead people in the wood kind of things. Mm-hmm. I totally now, like, can imagine like a Murkrow being like, ha, 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 come and get me. And then just leaving them there. And then they become a beehive or something.
One of my favorite things is, like, you know, for whatever reason, the Gen 3 games are very, very clear. Like, you know, it talks about, like, the original entries are like, yeah, like Murkrow, like, everyone hates it. It's going to go and, you know, like, you know, lead you into the
feared and loathed by many.
But then, like, Ruby and Sapphire, like, you know, brings it up a notch. It's like, yeah, no, like, it's a terrible, awful Pokemon. Also, it's going to try to steal your jewelry, people. Like, whoa, little bit overkill. It's like, I think we get the point. Like, you know, this Pokemon's an active murderer. Like, you know, like, you don't need to, like, and also, it's a thief. It's like, no one cares that it's a thief. It's trying to kill you. Like, what the heck? Murkrow is just great. I was laughing so hard at, like, the Murkrow Pokedex entries. I didn't even get to, like, Honchkrow. I'm sure, like, Honchkrow is, like, literally takes the entrails of small children and uses them in occult rituals. You know, I'll actually be really disappointed if Murkrow's that's not what Murkrow does.
Or actually, it sounds like now I'm reading it now, and it's like basically Honchkrow is like a mob boss. A single cry from this nocturnal Pokemon, and more than 100 of its Murkrow cronies will assemble. Sun actually used the word cronies in the Pokedex entry. In Ultra Moon, its goons take care of most of the fighting for it. The only time it dirties its own hands is in delivering the final blow to finish off an opponent. Honchkrow is a mob boss.
Also, it has quite possibly the best nickname of any Pokemon. In multiple Pokedex entries, Murkrow is known as the Summoner of Night. Like, you know, like that's like a final boss for like a freaking D&D campaign. Like, you know, like, yeah, it literally is. Like,
the Godfather movie starring Honchkrow in the Pokemon universe is now what I want.
That's amazing. You know, low key, Honchkrow, Murkrow might be like, you know, some of the best Pokemon. I was really happy that, you know, Murkrow got a
good Pokedex entry because he's got such a great design.
Yeah, like, you know, like, once again, Gen 2 really, like, people do not talk about how awesome the Gen 2 designs are, unless you listen to this podcast, because we talk about it a lot.
Not wrong.
Well, that was a good Pokedex. Man,
that was a good one.
What a nice palate cleanser from that awful Shadow Lugia news.
Well, that's going to do it for us this week on A Wild Podcast Has Appeared. If you are looking for ways to support the show, head on over to iTunes, leave us a 5-star review. And it's one of the best ways to support the show. Otherwise, tell your friends about the show. Send them a link. If you're in any like Pokemon fan groups on Facebook or Reddit or whatever, shoot them a link and say, hey, I found this Pokemon podcast. It's great. They're funny. You can watch them live and do all that with us. Megan is back next week, so we are excited to have her back. Get the Trinity is it will be back in play. And yeah, that'll about do it for us. Check us out on Twitter. I promise I'll put my Unite trainer code up there. I'm at Jim Viscardi. Christian's at Seahoffer CBus. The Pokemon podcast Twitter account is at Pokemon Pod CB. Megan is at Megan Peter CB. So just send her a tweet. Tell you, mister. And we will catch you same time, same place next week. Have good shiny luck, folks. See you later.